Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, when someone has on the skin of his body a swelling or a scab or a bright spot, and it becomes an infection of leprosy on the skin of his body, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, the priest. The priest shall look at the infected area on the skin of the body. If the hair in the infection has turned white, and the infection appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is an infection of leprosy. When the priest has looked at him, he shall pronounce him unclean. But if the bright spot is white on the skin of his body, and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair on it has not turned white, then the priest shall isolate the person who has the infection for 7 days. Yeah, then the priest shall look at him on the 7th day, and if in his eyes the infection has not changed, and the infection has not spread on the skin, then the priest shall isolate him for 7 more days. The priest shall then look at him again on the 7th day. When the infection of leprosy is on someone, then he shall be brought to the priest.
Clean. It has all turned white and he is clean. But we're never off. clean. The priest shall look at the raw flesh. Back and is changed to white, then he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall look at him, and behold, if the infected area has turned white, then the priest shall pronounce the one who has the infection clean. He is clean. Now when the body has a boil on its skin and it is healed, and in the place of the boil there is a white swelling or a reddish white bright spot, then it shall be shown to the priest. And the priest shall look, and behold, if it appears to be deeper than the skin, and the hair on it has turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the infection of leprosy. It has broken out in the boil. But if the priest looks at it, and behold, there are no white hairs in it, and it is not deeper than the skin, and it's faded, then the priest shall isolate him for 7 days. And if it spreads farther on the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is an infection. But if the bright spot remains in its place and does not spread, it is only the scar of the boil. And the priest shall pronounce him clean. It's spread.
If a man or woman has an infection on the head or on the beard, then the priest shall look at the infection, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin and there is thin yellowish hair in it, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scale. It is leprosy of the head or of the beard. But if the priest looks at the infection of the scale, and indeed it appears to be no deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall isolate the person with the scaly infection for 7 days. At the infection, and if the scale has not spread and no yellowish hair has grown in it, and the appearance of the scale is no deeper than the skin, then he shall shave himself, but he shall not shave the scale. And the priest shall isolate the person with the scale for 7 more days. Then on the 7th day, the priest shall look at the scale, and if the scale has not spread in the skin, and it appears to be no deeper than the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scale spreads farther in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look at him. And if the scale has spread on the skin, the priest need not look for the yellowish hair. He is unclean. If in his sight the scale has remained, however in black hair has grown in it, the scale is healed and he is clean. And the priest shall pronounce him clean.
When a man or a woman has bright spots on the skin of the body, white bright spots, then the priest shall look. And if the bright spots on the skin of their bodies are a faint white, it is eczema that has broken out on the skin. He is clean. Now if a man loses the hair of his head, he is only bald. He is clean. And if his head becomes bald at the front and sides, he is bald on the forehead. He is clean. But if on the bald head or the bald forehead there occurs a reddish white infection, it is leprosy breaking out on his bald head or on his bald. Shall look at him, and if the swelling of the infection is reddish white on his bald head or on his bald forehead, like the appearance of leprosy in the skin of the body, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest must pronounce him unclean. Infection is on his head. As for the person shall be torn, and the hair of his head shall be uncovered, and he shall cover his mustache and call out, "Uncovered."
When a garment has a mark of leprosy in it, whether it is a wool garment or a linen garment, whether in warp or woof, of linen or of wool, whether in leather or in any article made of leather, which the mark is greenish or reddish in the garment or in the leather, whether in the warp or in the woof or in any article of leather, it is a leprous mark, and it shall be shown to the priest. Then the priest shall look at the mark, and shall quarantine the article with the mark for 7 days. Shall then look at the mark on the 7th day. If the mark has spread in the garment, whether in the warp or in the woof or in the leather, whatever the purpose for which the leather is used, the mark is a leprous malignancy, it is unclean. So he shall burn the garment, whether it is the warp or the woof, in wool or in linen, or any article of leather in which the mark occurs, for it is a leprous malignancy, it shall be burned in the fire. But if the priest looks, and indeed the mark has not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in any article of leather, then the priest shall order them to wash the thing in which the mark occurs, and he shall quarantine it for 7 more days. Shall again look, and if the mark has not changed its appearance, even if the mark has not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it in the fire, whether in eating away has produced bareness on the back or on the front of it. But if the priest looks, and indeed the mark has faded after it has been washed, then he shall tear it out of the garment or out of the leather, whether from the warp or from the woof. Yet if it appears again in the garment, whether in the warp or in the woof or in any article of leather, it is an outbreak. The article with the mark shall be burned. The garment, whether the warp or the woof, or any article of leather from which the mark has disappeared when you washed it, shall then be washed a second time and will be clean.